Democratic Representative Shane Morjo worried this bill would negatively impact tribal members. The attorney and member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes worried there are unintended consequences for tribes.
I believe that the bill would bring into question the common international legal agreements that many of our tribal members may have, such as with the Blackfeet tribe, whose historical lands actually cross the U.S.-Canadian border. So I think it would have a disproportionate effect on Native people in that regard. We also, with the CSKT, we have the Kootenai tribe, which also crosses borders with Canada and also in Idaho.
Morjo said he thinks the bill's sponsor, Senator Keith Regier, made a good faith effort to exempt tribes, but he said challenges could still be brought forward. Republican Representative Seth Burgley said the bill specifically exempts tribes, but he said there are instances where people outside of Montana are trying to get the courts to enforce foreign laws.
It might not be a problem in Montana, but we make prospective laws all the time, so I think this is a good bill.
During the hearings for Senate Bill 97, proponents and opponents sometimes referred to this measure as the Sharia law bill. Opponents said the bill furthered an anti-Muslim sentiment. Proponents worried Sharia law would be offered as a defense to abuse women or marry minors, for example. The bill's sponsor insisted his intent is to protect the fundamental liberties of all Americans by banning foreign laws from being used in state courts. Senate Bill 97 now goes to the full House for debate. If it passes, it would go to the governor for consideration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.